Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Guess what, guys?
Hey guys, we're
going on tour. Woo! Ooh, ooh.
Hi guys, welcome back to my channel.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel.
I think it's just like sexual, so people thought it would be weird.
I'll go as far as to say I think it's weird.
Okay, alright.
Oh, libations! Let us let our jester entertain us! Hear ye! Vienna sausage sandwich. Sausage on buttered white bread.
Had to stop to poop. Well, I pooped. And I bespeckled the toilet bowl.
I gave that toilet bowl some freckles. Looked like a tortilla when I was done with it.
Remember him?
From Balto?
Balto?
Very hot.
Balto was sexy.
I'm not a furry, but...
I would never think that an animated animal is hot.
But if I had to choose...
If you had a gun to my head, you working and fucking, like, Jack in the Box?
I didn't wash my hands. Can I take your order?
That's hilarious.
Honestly, that's less weird than someone taking someone's order and then licking, like, the customer's face.
That noise. Someone's getting raptured.
No!
Corporate.
Oh. What Carrie Underwood was singing about when she wrote Blown Away.
That is...
Oh my God! Soup.
And I have like this weird rash on my inner thigh.
Are your inner thighs really dark?
Oh.
Hold on 1 second.
Ooh, my forehead was.
Yeah, we're going to wipe all.
Oh, my foundation and my face aren't the same color.
Girl, I don't give a fuck about your foundation. I give a fuck about your skin burning.
I know, but I'm thinking about the YouTube comments.
That's just a whole lot of cold
black people. Who's that boss? Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Sarah Shower, and I'm joined by my roommate,
Brittany Shower.
Brittany Shower. We're cousins, so everyone stop. Wow, fuck. No, actually, we're roommates.
All right, cut the music.
Hi, y'all.
Taylor in the sound booth, everyone. Well, welcome to Violating the Community Guidelines. I'm Sarah Shower.
And I'm Brittany Broski.
And this is stop 20-something of the tour. You guys are lucky number 20-something. And never forget it, okay? We are very excited to be in Nashville, America tonight. Very excited. The bachelorette party capital of the world. And I know all of y'all love that as well. Going out. How many of y'all are, what, Belmont, Vanderbilt? Yeah. Vanderbilt. Built. How much of it is like divorced moms and then like college kids at the same bar?
At Vanderbilt?
Yes.
We're all going back to college.
Having midlife crises.
There is a life after love. Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, so we're excited to be in Nashville. We try to tailor the episode topics to the city we're going to be in. And we're going to like Chicago and Wisconsin next. And so we're going to be talking about serial killers.
Yeah. And people's obsession with them. Not like we're not going to obsess about serial killers.
Yeah.
Just to clarify that.
Yeah, we'd never do that. Yeah, we're going to talk about how people are like, oh my God, Ted Bundy was so hot. Like, hey, maybe you need to like work on your relationship with your dad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's in your future.
You start journaling.
Maybe wake up and do some yoga. Okay? Yes. And so we were thinking about Nashville, and the original idea was like, okay, we know bachelorette parties happen. What else? Okay, you go into planning bachelorette parties.
It's just the coin laundry next door.
The washateria. Somebody's doing a delicate. Anyway, I was like, it's happening. We always joke every time, like before we come out, I'm like, I'm gonna have diarrhea so bad. I'm gonna have diarrhea so bad. And then we come out here and I feel fine. So anyway, what was I saying?
We were doing bachelorette parties and then...
Oh, that's right. And so we were picking a topic and we were like, okay, bachelorette parties, planning bachelorette parties, Yelp reviews. And so the topic is Yelp reviews. And so we've kind of done some general, just absurd reviews that Stanley, our researcher, found. And that is the only straight white man you're allowed to cheer for in this room. And so he compiled this list for us and all the research, so thanks, Stanley. And then at the end, we'll have some Nashville-centric Yelp reviews. So if you recognize any of the bars or the restaurants that we're going to be reading reviews on, please give us a or her, okay? Because we're locals in training.
Yeah.
Sarah went out last night. Where'd you go?
I went to the Lipstick Lounge. And I met like 7 lesbians who were like, I'm going to the show.
Oh,
like,
period.
Yeah.
And are they in the room with us?
Engaged
stash. Yeah, I was expecting some light up cowboy hats. Y'all have them?
Yeah.
Anybody else? No one's engaged? Slay! Okay.
They are.
Oh, they're not engaged, but they are light up. Battery operated. All right, without further ado, would you like to take it away?
All right, so we're going to talk about Yelp. So Yelp is an online local business directory service. It's going to start a little slow. Sorry, guys. In review site that earns a majority of its revenue from local business advertising, Yelp was founded in 2004 by former PayPal employees Russell Simmons and Jeremy Stoppelman. And when I first read that, I was like, the Russell Simmons? Like, a co-founder of Def Jam Records was like, I want to start Yelp.
I thought it was Gene Simmons, the lead singer of Kiss.
No, he was the guy who played in The Passion of the Christ.
Russell Crowe? No, he wasn't in Passion of the Christ.
He was in the Gladiator movie.
Braveheart.
Brandon Park?
Braveheart.
Oh, Braveheart.
Yeah. Still not this person.
Yeah. But then I was thinking the guy who made the exercise tapes.
Oh, now what's his name? Richard Simmons. Russell Simmons. Yeah. Richard Simmons. Richard. Now was he gay?
Yeah, he was famously.
That was one of those things where, like, if I were to ask my mom, Mom, was Richard Simmons gay? She'd be like, no. And I'm like, have you watched any of the stuff that he made?
Dude, there was this, like, tweet where it's, like, a listicle of, like, celebrities you didn't know was gay. Number 5 was Elton John. And I was like, who wrote this?
Elton John. All right, keep going.
Yelp grew in usage and raised several rounds of funding in the following years. By 2010, it had $30 million in revenue. And the website had published about 4.5 million crowdsourced reviews from 2009 to 2012. Yelp expanded throughout Europe and Asia. In 2009, it entered unsuccessful negotiations to be acquired by Google.
Imagine. Okay, relax.
That was you in the boardroom.
I think. Help me! I think that. I always wonder, like, if I, let's say I was a man, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, I'd pee on anything and everything. Second of all, if I was like, imagine being a man in a boardroom, you're an executive, you're CEO, you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that and it'd be like, that's just Brody.
Wait, are you talking about the bourbon and the scream?
So that's just Brody. He's funny.
That's your entire presentation. Oh, there's a conference happening at my hotel right now, and this guy was on the phone with his wife. Not his wife, his friend, and he was talking about his wife. He's like, she's such a fucking meathead. And I was like, meathead? Like, so I'm just picturing, like, this frustrating, like, jacked woman.
Yeah. Just absolutely ripped.
Yes.
Rippling muscles.
I've never heard a man refer to a woman as a meathead. It was so fun.
My dad called me a bonehead growing up.
Yeah.
And it shaped me into who I am. Anyway.
So there have been complaints of aggressive and misleading tactics by some of its advertising sales reps. The company's review system reliability has also been affected by the submission of fake reviews by external users, such as false positive reviews submitted by a company to promote its own business or false negative reviews submitted about competing businesses, a practice sometimes known as astroturfing, which the company has tried to combat in various ways.
Astroturfing sounds like when you take your dog out to pee on fake grass.
Yeah.
And then the sun, like, bakes it into it. And then it just has this hot aroma of piss every time you walk by it. Astroturfing.
But this reminds me of, like, it said, like, fake reviews by external users. I didn't know that you could rate, like, actual national landmarks, like the Grand Canyon. So when I was, like, crazy and weird, like, 4 years ago, I, like, an idiot. I gave, like, the Grand Canyon, like, a one-star review because I, like, lost my pants there. And then it just started this, like, not tumbleweed. What's that thing called when the next thing?
Snowball effect.
Yeah, snowball. They have the same shape. So a bunch
same
of people
idea
started,
as well.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Same general idea as well.
Yeah. But a lot of people started writing one-star reviews for the Grand Canyon. But I mean, no one's gonna see a one-star review at the Grand Canyon to be like, I don't want to go anymore.
You know what? You convinced me.
Yeah.
I would like to know why you didn't have pants at the Grand Canyon. Have you never told me the story?
Oh no, that was just a lie.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, this is so funny. Like one star, I lost my pants here because there's so many random like Grand Canyon reviews that don't make any sense, and I have to look up some.
Do they still do donkey tours at the Grand Canyon?
They do. My family used to have a book on how people have died at the Grand Canyon. And every night before bed, they'd choose one story and they'd read it. I didn't know that so many people died because they would take a selfie and they would back up too far and fall over the edge.
The classic tale.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom, you already read this one.
I imagine, like, the donkey rides, like, they sell a merch, the Grand Canyon merch store. It's like, I rode ass at the Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon ass rider.
No, but this is, like, for the Grand Canyon. This is a one star. It was okay, I guess. What can I say, but it's a big hole in the goddamn ground. I pushed a couple people into the hole, and they died, but the police came. Really ruined my whole experience, pun intended.
Real.
That you can leave reviews for like the White House.
Nice,
you know?
Nice.
And those are always so fun. And
it's not even white. It's not even that white. Okay, so we were talking about leaving fake reviews like by external users. That's a big thing I feel like on TikTok that has happened. Like when a viral video comes about that's like, hey, this bar was fatphobic, transphobic, homophobic, whatever. They'll make a video, and then the comments are like, crack my knuckles, like, let's fucking get to sick 'em, boys. Flooded. That place is Google reviews flooded with just negative reviews. Like, they punched me in the kidneys and stole one of my teeth. one star. Yes. And it's like, good, because it absolutely tanks the overall reviews. So I feel like that's when it can be used for good. But other times like that, like, so why does the Green Canyon have a 1.2 star review?
No, I think it maintains like a 4 average, so it's fine.
Great. It's because I'm leaving so many positive reviews. God damn, look at that canyon. It's pretty grand.
My favorite Reddit page is people tripping on LSD. And then they'll take a picture of like a fucking rock. And they're just like, holy fuck.
It's, life is so beautiful.
Or it's just like their open hands. I want to see what you see.
The fact that that was life-changing. We'll have these hands rolled. So, astroturfing. Actually, I'm not done. I want to do shrooms. I want to do shrooms so bad. Because first of all, ego death sounds pretty awesome to me, maybe. And second of all, I want that. Like, I just want to stare at an oak tree and be like, holy fucking Christ! Oh God, you're so beautiful! Like, finding beauty in every creation.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, anyway. Astroturfing is the practice of masking the sponsors of a message or organization to make it appear as though it originates from and is supported by grassroots participants. What does that mean, Stanley? Why'd you put that in there? It's a practice intended to give the statements or organizations credibility by withholding information about the source's financial connection. So, paid positive reviews is basically what it is. Now, there is a criticism of Yelp. The fairness of Yelp's review system has been called into question several times over the years, with many suggesting that friends and competitors of local businesses can attempt skew ratings, like what we do on the internet. Famously. On November 3rd, 2009, a San Francisco bookstore owner confronted a Yelp user at his home who had given the store a poor review. The owner was subsequently arrested and given a restraining order. Yeah! What the fuck, you talking shit about my bookstore, brother? Boom, boom, boom.
What? Your Yelp review is your full home address.
I had a shitty time at this bookstore, and my address is da-da-da. For anyone who wants to come kiss about it. Stupid.
There are some notable events, like Yelp bombing. It's when users choose a business or entity on Yelp and leave false or exaggerated reviews. Often this action is performed as a response to a political statement or opinion held by the business or its employees, and it's usually spontaneous as opposed to being organized by a political leader or group. So we have some examples of Yelp bombings.
Well, but first of all,
yeah.
I feel like we need to mention that, did y'all have the Citizen app here?
Yes.
Where it like tells you about local crime. And, like, you can go live. Which seems so not legal.
Oh, dude, there was, it's actually kind of sad.
It is.
Like, this motorcycle flew off the highway, and you film it, and so you can film a crime happening in real life.
Yeah.
And it, like, alerts people around them, I guess, to, like, you know, hey, avoid this area. But also, I feel like filming someone dying.
It'll be like, oh, incident reported, go live?
Yeah.
Huh?
Funny ones like man with machete or like naked woman on corner with machete as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, they should kiss.
Yeah. They're having a meet and greet. Meet and stab.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Sarah used to go on the Citizen app and okay, still currently goes on the Citizen app as Chris Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And will comment on crime.
It's mainly just like mind freak. I'm really sorry that your car got broken into.
You at least having a quality filter to be like, this is still funny. Well, no one died. Chris Angel, my thing! Okay. So there were some Yelp bombings that happened. Famous one being on March 31st, 2015, the owners of Walkerton, Indiana pizzeria, Memories Pizza. Walkerton, Indiana, the home of classic Italian food. Anyway, the owners of this pizzeria told the local TV station that based on their Christian beliefs, if a gay couple came in and wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no. And they're right. That was a joke, by the way. Everyone over here was like... Many national news publications, including TMZ, picked up the story as being the first instance of an Indiana business refusing to serve customers. Soon thereafter, Memories Pizza's Yelp page was flooded with over 300 reviews, both for and against the decisions of the owners. One of them reads, one moment. One star, I've been trying to call to order a pizza and can't get a hold of them. Also, does anyone know the best way to burn a Bible?
Honestly, probably in a pizza oven.
That'd be like an ASMR Bible burning.
You put on that big like wooden like thing and then like you flip it. Happen. I feel like no gay couple is like, can you cater my wedding with pizza?
Right.
I feel like they heard about the cake event where like, you know, we don't decorate gay wedding cakes and they're like, and we also don't decorate gay wedding pizzas.
Right.
And it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Okay, sick. So similarly, in 2015, would you like to tell them about this one?
So Brian Clowder, the owner of Diesel Tech? Oh my god, Auto Shop in Granville.
Oh my god.
Okay, no, I think, like, you know, like, when words and letters switch around, like, when you read them? Like, you know, like, no, I mean, like, okay, you know when you get excited and all, okay, no, you know when you get excited when you're about to read and then all of the fun words go to the front?
Yeah.
Yes.
Penis, vagina, cock, balls.
What a weird song. Okay. Okay, Diesel Tech Auto Shop in Granville, Michigan created a Facebook post.
These Bible verses are different than I remember.
It is Old Testament. Okay. It created a Facebook post proclaiming, among other things, that guns were allowed in the shop and that gays will not be served. Although Diesel Tech is located in Michigan, users online still began to post on the business's Yelp page in a similar fashion to Memories Pizza. Many users posted humorous reviews of the shop that insinuated that the work done on the vehicles was homosexual in nature. And there are a couple, like, one star, Diesel Tech did a great job outfitting my rainbow glitter paint convertible with a new penis-shaped exhaust pipe. It's such a relief that there's finally a place that gays can go to get their cars fixed and be told that they're going to hell in a one-stop shop. Usually you have to go to separate places for that. Keep up the good work. Diesel Tech, God is sure smiling on your actions.
Love that.
Yeah.
And it's also like, you can't, I think on Yelp, you can't have it taken down unless it's actually, like, harmful. Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
And they still, like, reviewed it.
Wait, is that the rule, or is it, like, if it's true?
Well, I would argue that truth does not exist in any Yelp review, because everything's subjective.
So you can lie as long as it's nice?
As long as it's funny.
Oh.
That'd be my review.
I just wanted him to, like, attach a picture of his new car now. With a penis exhaust pipe.
Yeah, but his picture didn't happen. Amy's Baking Company. Y'all know this one. It's the wedding cake one. The Amy's Baking Company PR scandal was an online feud that erupted between a restaurant owner in Arizona and members of Reddit over an episode of Fox reality show Kitchen Nightmares, which aired in May 2013. The scandal was particularly ignited when the restaurant began receiving poor reviews on Yelp as early as August of 2010. And I want to find them. Fucking Stanley didn't leak it. Fired! Amy's Baking Company. So it's sitting at 2.5 reviews.
2.5
stars. Yeah. Sorry. It's been a long day.
Stars.
Scrolling, scrolling. Sorry, everyone.
I like this one. Nasty as fuck, no cap. Don't come here. That Amy bitch, crazy as fuck. My pizza was undercooked and raw and tasted like my grandma's pussy lips. Pussy lips, just the way grandma used to make them.
Right.
How do you know what your grandma's pussy lips tastes like?
Yeah.
That's foul.
You couldn't have picked a better thing to compare it to. Here's another one. When I went there was a roach in my food and mold in my drink, and when I asked him about it, he told me to fuck off. And he got mad at me and told me to get out and started cussing at me. I would not suggest going to this restaurant. It's terrible, it's nasty, and it smells like shit. I love Yelp. Okay, this is another one. Gary's Restaurant. On February 6, 2014, Gary James, owner of Gary's Restaurant in Enid, Oklahoma. Yeah? The saddest, yeah! Are y'all from Oklahoma?
Yeah!
Sorry. That sucks. Was featured on the news after reports surfaced that the owner refused to serve African-Americans, Hispanics, people with disabilities, and gays. It's really the full circle there. Soon after, the business's Facebook page was hacked and changed to say that it was a gay bar. Users then began to review the business on Yelp sarcastically, lauding it for its wonderful gay bar atmosphere, and congratulating the owner for being so accepting and interested in the gay lifestyle. Users left hundreds of comments, most of which were deleted soon after by Yelp.
I think the only sad thing that I would think about that is, like, some, like, innocent little gay person might see that and be like, oh my god, this sounds, like, really fun and accepting.
Yeah.
And they're met at the door by Gary. And he's like, get out of here.
Did you meet Gary? Yeah. Unfortunately. All right. You gotta tell them about Booty Trap Strip Club.
All right, so this is gonna be long, so bear with me. So on May 27, 2011, Redditor MSD2099 submitted a link to the Booty Trap Strip Club Yelp page to the r/funny subreddit, calling attention to a satirical five-star review by Yelper Orlando D. Okay, first off, I would never speak that way, but I'm not a douche and I don't write reading is for losers in my Facebook profile under interests. Second, I love boobs and butts. But the strip joint event is teeming with daddy issues and shattered dreams. Make no mistake, I still get a boner. But it's a boner of shame. Your dick is behaving the same way a regular person behaves at Walmart. You're trying to keep alone. You're trying not to fight it.
Your dick just has, like, Cookie Monster PJ pants. Like, what is the Walmart dick? DC shoes.
You're trying to keep a low profile, but you can't resist a $2 10-pack of undershirts. Erection is all, ugh, I don't want to be here right now, but damn it, titties. I've been to a few strip clubs, usually because one of the guys has never been and wants to experience it, and no amount of me saying, I know you and you're not going to like it, is enough to talk them out of it. The premise sounds fantastic, yet in practice, it's a clusterfuck. Let me explain. I went to BT. Is that Big Titties again?
BT stands for Booty Trap Strip Club.
Oh, yeah. With two
reference.
With two of my closest friends, one of which had just broken up with his girlfriend, the other had never been to a titty bar. It was the newbie's idea. We show up and immediately you're given a taste of the racketeering that goes on in there. The girl that's charging you a cover to get in starts coercing you into tipping her. You know the rules. You want to see some fucking chesticles before you give her... before you give her any green. Oh. But the power bitch knows how to intimidate. She subtly motions towards the former XFL linebacker in a black suit in charge of deflating the nutsacks of anyone who gets a little too rowdy. And suddenly realize the employees in this place have all the power. Once inside, you're told about the drink minimum and you awkwardly sit down and watch the girl on stage. The girls are a varied bunch. Sometimes you'll see a veteran with a glazed look in her eyes like she's wondering where her life went wrong. When I first read that, I was like, an actual veteran.
She's ripped. She's got one of those American flag eagle scratch tattoos with the flag on her skin.
Lieutenant Colonel Jensen? Is that you?
The VA wasn't kind to us.
The VA fucking sucks.
The VA office is awful.
Oh, no, dude, when I first got, that's a separate thing, with ADHD, like, diagnosed with ADHD, I went to, like, a military hospital. They gave me 6 months of Adderall. And I was like,
holy shit,
this is actually fucking dangerous. And like, so, yeah, I just had to say that to
someone. You start a small business?
I did. Okay. Where was I? Other times, you'll get the nubile thing that is way too much enthusiasm. More on her later. After you watch them gyrate across the stage, very unlike you see in movies, they get they're clunky and awkward. They get off stage and walk around collecting dollar bills. The guys sitting right up on the stage eating chicken wings are usually the ones that tip the most. When the girls walk up to you to collect money, there are various maneuvers they use. One is flat out asking you for money. Another is to give you a pseudo lap dance. And the last is they notice the slight bulge in your pants, so they grab your pump stick and pretend like you'll get a maximum of 3 tugs if you give her $1.
That sounds like any drag show. A pseudo lap dance, flat out being like, where's my money? And then just straddling.
Once you've got the money, some want you to put it betwixt their boobies, and the others with smaller fun bags like it when you sandwich it between their ass cheeks. Would you take ones between your boobies or your butt cheeks?
I would have them probably put it in my belly button. Yeah. Or
really
like a stomach roll.
Roll of quarters. Just
yeah.
Your
yeah. Yeah. You need change?
Yeah. When you walk, you sound like a cash register.
She jingles when she walks. I'm afraid of her.
So their skin is always cold. They're kind of like lizards. Lizards that show their genitals for money. I mean, hell, that's why I go to the zoo. Okay. One very enthusiastic girl on stage, probably 20 years of age, gave me the most, oh shit, this is new moment I've had in any strip club. First, she was masturbating on stage. I'm talking finger-licking, bean-flicking, fake-moaning masturbation right there to a Motley Crue soundtrack. I feel like if any song to masturbate to in front of people is probably Motley
yeah.
Crue. Yeah.
That section of our show begins in about 20 minutes, so make sure you get another drink.
You gotta put a tarp down, though. Okay. I'm guessing it was her first day. When she got off stage, she came up to us. My first friend tried so hard not to touch her, he might as well have mailed her a check. The second friend did the ass-cheek dollar sandwich. When it was my turn, I was having issues pulling out the single from my pocket, and while I fumbled for it, she arched her legs over me, splaying her badge right in front of my face. Had I been a gynecologist, she'd be the one tipping me. It was that close. All right, get this. Then her poon landed right on my chest, and she slid all the way down to my crotch. My friends told me the look on my face was like I'd seen Abe Vigoda masturbating over a photo of Betty White. I thought I contracted chlamydia that had a tiny vagina infected with syphilis. We left soon after that. If you want to see some tits, I suggest you go to South Beach, find a club, and hit on drunk girls. If you want to see some tits and know what shame feels like, head to Booty Trap.
Booty Trap! He knows! <Yeah. laughs>
The way that she slid down his chest is me trying to get by someone on an airplane. Sorry, I got pissed.
Just naked from the waist down.
You're in an aisle seat. Will you sign past me?
Sorry, I need the window. I get nervous on planes. I also have a UTI. Yeah. Ever had a UTI and I did the little azo or whatever it's called, uh-huh. And you piss orange. I was like, I need to go to the hospital. I thought it was blood.
Oh.
It wasn't. It was just medicine.
Have you ever take a lot of vitamins and your pee is like neon green?
Well, I just drink Red Bull and it's like lime green. Yeah.
It's thick like mustard. All right. Sorry, guys.
Viscous piss.
Everyone eating fries is like, oh, God. All right, so. Redditor, the digital dork, submitted a humorous review for an Indian restaurant to the r/funny subreddit, which described the experience of painful diarrhea following the meal. What's funny about this one, besides everything, is that it's a 4-star review, so even after all of this,
yeah, it's an
I really
overall
love the food.
Overall positive review. All right. This one reads, surprising in many ways. A dinner at blank Indian restaurant is an unforgettable experience, not to be missed.
Yeah.
That one hurt a little bit. It got caught. It's a beautiful restaurant, the food is fantastic, and you'll be thinking about it long after the meal's over. We started with the date and almond naan, which was sweet and delicious. The butter chicken, known in some places as makhni, was tender, moist pieces of dark meat chicken, smothered in a delicious sauce with tomatoes, honey, cardamom, and what I'm assuming was a pound of laxatives. The three greens sag was wonderful, and not loaded with butter or cream, just fresh and delicious kale, spinach, and mustard greens. Hearty, bold, and certainly capable of demolishing even the stiffest constipation. The white dude working the tandoors. You go, sir. The tandoori prawns were cooked beautifully, seasoned to perfection, and tore through me with the awesome fury of the horsemen of the apocalypse. Bravo! The duck biryani, a special not on the menu, I would say is not worth it. It's 2 cups of rice and a duck thigh, and we were surprised to discover later that it cost $28. My wife thought it was going to be around $8. My sense of remorse doubled this morning as it ripped its way out of me in a raging, fiery whirlwind of poopy terror. I have to send this to my dad. He's gonna love this one. The meal was delectable, exotic, and incinerated everything in my intestines. My morning was an unforgettable thrill ride. The exotic flavors and aromas of India came flooding back to me. As I literally peed out of my butt. 4 stars for the truly delicious food and unimpeachable service. Sorry, you have a great laugh. 4 stars for the truly delicious food and unimpeachable service, minus 1 star for expensive biryani and for turning me into a human flamethrower. I literally peed out of my butt is the funniest. I do that quite often.
Have you ever left a 1-star review for a restaurant?
Not that I could think of, but I recently left a 5-star review for, I was in Austin for the whole month of October, pretty much. And like a train whistle.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Do we have any bachelorette parties in here, by the way? A man. Lying. Anyway, I was in Austin for the whole month of October, and I've recently gotten, I'm getting my legs waxed, because it's time, you know? And I was there, and it was wonderful. I had a great time. They were very gentle. They were very nice. We talked about life, and they didn't know who I was, which was nice, because that's always like, so what do you do for work? Ripping my clit off, and I'm like... I lied. I was like, I'm an agent. And they were like, oh, who do you represent? I was like, TikTokers. Yeah, it's really not cool. And I left, and it was great, and I tipped, and I was sitting in my car, and I was like, that was a wonderful experience. And I wrote this beautiful review that was like, she was sensitive to my lady parts. It was a great experience, clean, gentle, 5 stars. I hit send, and I was like, I'm helping my, I'm a local guide. Yeah. Brittany _Brosie posted it. I forgot I was logged into my fucking YouTube channel. Immediately deleted it. It's like, fuck. That was my 5-star review.
I got something similar. I get my legs like lasered once every...
Blue moon.
Blue moon, yeah.
Yeah.
And so like before they laser it, they take a picture for like before and after. And I'm like, you aren't going to use this for your website, right? Because it's like full like Pooh Bear, like, you know, like Homer Simpson lips and all.
You're wearing a crop top. Yeah.
That's going to pull up my shirt so I can see everything. I'm like, we're focusing on my legs.
Wonderful time. See attached photos. What?
I went on their website and they did like, I don't know, like you ever go on like a plastic surgeon's website?
Yeah,
and
no, just, I'm lying.
But they like just use like a bar across someone's eyes and you can clearly tell who it was.
Clearly like recognizable face.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, I feel like my crotch might be like recognized or something.
Would anyone in here recognize it?
I did hook up with someone last night.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh no, we were talking about this. Yeah, and then, wait, no, we'll talk about this later. Let's move on.
Okay. Where were we?
Single topic blogs.
Oh, yeah. Are you, you take over.
Okay, yeah. So, on July 17th, D-Day.
July 17th, 9/11.
Christmas Eve. Okay.
Sunday.
Yeah. The Fuck You Yelp or Tumblr blog was launched, which highlights aggressive and mean-spirited Yelp reviews, so.
All right. This is a 1-star review of Dog House by Katie H., which I'm assuming is a hot dog restaurant. Mm-hmm. Yuck! If you want to fart all night and feel like crap after eating a bunch of greasy food, then this is your place. What really grossed me out is a worker coming through the aisle with a trash can full, should have taken it as a sign not to eat here. The hot dogs are way too thick. Yuck, oh yuck. Happy farts.
I'm just imagining like a fucking mess. Hot dog. Just
the girthiest fucking hot dog you've ever seen.
It's like a stripper pole on a bun.
A bus rail? Oh, that is awful. Yuck, oh yuck. Did Dr. Seuss write this review? All right, we've got some other Should we show them the slideshow?
Yes.
I think it's time for the slideshow. All right. Take it away.
All right, one star. What a ripoff. $30. $30 cover for each person in our 9-person group. It's $270. Both guy and girls. Then you get in and find out that apparently because of COVID, no girls are topless. Sneezing out the titties.
Nipples were the number one transmitters of COVID-19. I actually did read that.
The only people wearing masks were the bartenders. All the customers and girls were maskless. How does that make sense to be maskless but you can't have titties out? Why charge the cover? Why pay the cover? Don't waste your time and money, LOL. I actually don't understand that. Why would you cover your boobs but not your mouth?
I don't know. Stop. I love how fucking pissed off he is.
Yeah.
Only because we're, you see, masters, we can't have titties out. Well, I got caught shoplifting here.
But this is a local guide.
It is. That was a local guide. And 3 stars.
Yeah.
So not a 1 star. I took a large container of hot soup and placed it in my backpack.
This one's just like open.
Yeah. Whoa. He's ladling it into his backpack.
It's like a cauldron.
It immediately spilled all over my stuff. I then tried to add a whole chicken and macaroni salad, and the man saw me. I was then taken to the office and told not to come back. They wouldn't even let me use the bathroom to clean out my bag. How rude. We was hungry.
Well, I don't understand is why the soup immediately spilled, and you're like, oh, fuck, and then you add a whole chicken and macaroni salad. Just immediately make it worse.
I'm imagining him still being like, well, putting the backpack on and it's dripping down the small of his back. Just tomato bisque. Warm, scalding hot soup. Came here to buy some fish. The best fish are in a tank that are not for sale. Not cool. Thanks, brothers. Douglas, I'm so glad that you came in to buy some fish. The best fish that are not for sale are in my personal display tank. We keep those fish to show you what your fish will look like when they grow up. If there's a fish in the display tank, we try to have the same but smaller and younger fish for sale in the fish aisle. But since you won't be back, it doesn't really matter.
This reminds me of, do you know ASP now on Vine?
AS who?
I don't have money for chicken nuggets.
ASPNO, yes!
Yeah, he's like, I don't have money for chicken nuggets.
Yeah, he was the one that cried all the time.
Yeah, he had this like one Vine.
Yeah.
He had this one Vine where it's like the lady's like,
sorry, caught me off guard.
This lady's like at Starbucks and she's like, give me that bagel. And she's like, it's a display bagel. You can't have it. She's like, toast it.
Meow. Put it in the fucking bag.
Okay, so this one is, my burger had hair in it, and that's bullshit. I'm tired of all these bitches fucking up my food. You must believe I don't fuck with that shit. Shawty, you heard me, slime. This Jack in the Box. I get stuck a box of buttholes. And then 3 buttholes. Really drive home the point.
That is, you've been pushed to the brink. I'm tired of all these bitches fucking up my food! You know what though, Jack in the Box? I tried to explain this to some of my British friends. I was like, Jack in the Box has every type of food you could ever think of. It's got tacos, it's got hot dogs, it's got, like, Chinese foods. It's fucking gross! And all of it is just oil that drips down to your elbow. And I eat it every time.
Oh, no, dude, the other day I went to Subway and I wanted to try one of their pizzas. And it's actually really bad.
Did you want to spend the rest of the afternoon on the toilet? They have breakfast, too.
They do?
Yeah.
What is it?
A sandwich! A sub.
It's just a chicken teriyaki egg. Oh.
Well, was it delicious?
Oh, no, it's... Oh, shit.
Yeah, sounds about right. I don't know how Jared did it. Great location. Staff are awesome. The music played here sucks. Every time I come in here, hardcore rock is playing. It makes for a completely aggro and stressful experience, and I hate it. Trader Joe's.
But I kind of understand this. Every single Trader Joe's parking lot is so fucking stressful. So to go from one environment to the next where it's like Nine Inch Nails, you're like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I walked into Trader Joe's and like Daughtry was playing, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Yeah.
It's not over.
I'm like into it. I love butt rock though.
Yeah.
We have that in common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nickelback, fantastic. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh no. The people that I saw at the bar the other day, I was hanging out with two people that I just met at the bar because I was like, I tweeted, go to this bar and hang out with me, and they did.
Right.
And so the one girl does like sound for Nickelback and what's the other one? Not Hawkins. Hinder, sorry.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, holy shit.
That's like crazy.
I know.
Did she enjoy it?
She was like, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Embrace that.
Yeah.
Wow. You met a living legend. The spine of Nickelback. And dude, Chad Kroeger and Avril Lavigne dated.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Back in the day. I don't know. Back then.
Wait, Chad?
Yeah, dude, I love Nickelback. I feel very strongly about this, that there's this like subsection of people who were treated very unfairly by the internet for no reason. Nickelback, yes. Danny DeVito,
yes.
Nicolas Cage,
yes.
Rainey Rodriguez. Why did we do that to her?
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Entire DC show was just like apologizing to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And the fact that he stole the Declaration of Independence.
Our topic for the DC show was Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Just looked at memes and laughed at him the entire time. Felt bad. But he deserved it, maybe. Can't read that. Sandwich had cum looking stuff in it. And was nasty and made me vomit later that evening. I'm not lying.
But the idea of being like apprehensive about the cum sauce and eating it nonetheless, and I kind of wonder if like this person has a poor relationship with food, where like, you know, the waitress is like, you can't leave the table until you finish it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh no, the sun goes down, he starts to eat the cum sandwich.
Yeah. No dessert until you finish your cum sandwich.
He's like, I just want the bill.
This house is a prison! I have a terrible story. Not like this, but like this.
Yeah.
There was a rule in my house, talking about terrible relationships with food.
Yeah.
There was a rule in my house where you couldn't have dessert until you like finished your plate.
Yeah.
And also, if you touch it, you take it.
Yeah.
So like, if you overserved yourself, you have to finish it.
Uh-huh.
And it was supposed to be a lesson in portion control. Hey, did the opposite. So thanks to my stepmom. And there was this one time where she was like, you're going to eat greens. And it was lima beans. And I fucking hate lima beans. Like, number one, I'm going to vomit in my mouth lima beans. And that earlier that day, we were at Sam's Club, America's Club. And I had gotten a strawberry Nesquik. Do y'all remember Nesquik?
Yeah.
Fucking gross. I was like, delectable. I'm 8. And I grabbed a strawberry Nesquik, and that was like my drink at dinner. And in order to get down the lima beans, I took it like a chaser. I would do the strawberry Nesquik. And to this day, if I smell either of them, I would... It's like a visceral reaction in my body.
Yeah.
But I got to have a little Debbie brownie.
It's all worth it.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not.
So Nesquik strawberry milk. I'm sorry, did I blank on that?
Yeah.
That is crazy. I mean, I told you about that time at church camp when they made all the kids drink a gallon of milk. And then we all...
You should tell them.
Oh, yeah, so I realized I was abused a lot. Okay, so there was this church camp in Michigan called Big Sandy Camp. We went to it when my mom was deployed all the time. And every single summer, they thought this was funny. They'd give all the kids a gallon of milk, and you would chug it, and then you would have to run a mile. And then most of the kids who didn't throw up won.
Nice.
Yeah.
All the lactose intolerant kids, back of the room.
I'm just now realizing that was so fucked up. Why would you do that to kids?
Because it's funny. Remember that challenge, too, that was like, eat a banana, then chug milk, and vomit? And that's the challenge. Hey, vomit. Okay. All right, so since we're in Nashville, America, need to make sure y'all are still with us. Are you with us down here? And up there, come say. We're gonna do some Nashville reviews. And so this is, if y'all know these places, feel free to give a or a ooh, okay? Robert's Western Yeah!
All right, 2 stars, not a very kid-friendly place. Didn't have access to silverware to get a hot dog for my baby. Also, no changing table in the bathroom. Do it on your lap like an American. Hamburger was less than good. The group playing music made the place earn my stars. What the fuck?
To be like, what kind of place is this? Yeah. They didn't even have a knife to cut my wiener for my child. What the fuck? It's a honky-tonk bar, I'm assuming, right? Is this a bar?
What would you guys do if you saw a baby in this place?
Blow up. Great.
So is the baby because it's choking on hot dogs.
Hot dog in the windpipe is a bad way to go.
3 stars, best place to hear real country music in the entire world. Don't be looking for the next big, beautiful-looking star here. These players are better and positively uglier than what stars are made to be. A tourist trap, real good cold beer and burgers. Go.
Hey, but go.
Absolutely hideous waitstaff, but...
Yeah. Damn. Imagine working here, reading the reviews, being like... So, I blacked out here, which means it did its job, folks. The music, I think. Love that. The stage. Yeah? I'm hearing some who? What is it, just redneck? Yeah? You're in Nashville, brothers! Of course it's redneck. Speaking of which, we should go to Margaritaville.
Everywhere. There's one, like, 2 minutes from our house in L.A.
Really?
Yeah. Is it Universal City?
I know where I'm going. That's right!
Yeah.
Yeah. I know where my birthday party's gonna be!
They also have skydiving right next door, like, indoor skydiving.
I will never be frequenting that place.
You can get drunk and then skydiving.
Have you seen those videos of the girls trying to, like, get up in the air and they can't? Come on, there's those videos of like they're in the suits and they're trying to, because it's that big wind tunnel that like blows them up in the air, and it's this employee there who's trying to like spin them and get some momentum going so they can fling them and they can fly in the air. And like, I don't know if the girl was just too big, been there, okay, and she was trying to get her up and he was getting frustrated. He kept saying, get up, get up. And I was like, I would have left. I would have been like, shut the fucking wind off. I'm out of here. That's so humiliating. Get up. I'm trying. And he's gripping her on her side. Like, like, oh my God. Awful. Anyway, we should go. All right, tell them about the stage.
On April 6th, I think. April 6th, we were having a great time. We loved the band, tipped heavily, and enjoyed our date night until 4 women, possibly hookers.
Nice. Trixie's called both of us hookers to the point where I'm desensitized to the word.
They came in and danced like they were having intercourse together right on the dance floor. Obviously high on something. None of the women ordered beverages nor tipped the band. We all, including the band, were disgusted. Visible disgust. Every member of the band. My husband and I regularly stop here for the great music and hospitality, but after telling the largest bouncer we are leaving if this X-rated dancing doesn't stop, he just discarded our request. He did not care at all. When did Nashville change to a sleaze fest on a Monday night?
This should have been called the Sleaze Fest Tour.
Many of us left, so sorry. No one cares for USA values at the stage.
It's true.
Yeah. I just imagine, like, the band left as well. Yeah. And all four of these ladies are grinding in silence. Yeah,
just the clinking of, like, cutlery on plates. Luke's 32 Bridge. This Luke Bryan's place. Booze? Interesting. Now let me ask you this. Is Luke Bryan hot?
No!
No. Okay. I told you. Gave one star because I can't give less. Worst place I have visited in Nashville. And I used to porta potty. Overpriced drinks, inhospitable staff. Live band was fine. It's if Luke Bryan wrote a song about having a bar or restaurant and then Kane Brown did a cover of it and shat it out into a personified version of the cover. It sucks.
Wait, is Kane Brown a bad singer?
No. I like Kane Brown. Yeah. No, but they brought him into it for nothing. Josh's thighs made this trip worthwhile. Now, who is Josh? The question begs.
Josh Groban.
Josh Groban.
He works the bar.
Times have been tough. They make me so happy. Make the world go round. He thick. I wish they had attached a photo of this Josh. Might need to go around and see. Josh Kiska, period. The opposite of thick thighs. Little twig bird chest thighs. Nudie's honky tonk.
All right. Rooftop was sweet. There's a great view of Basic Girls doing photo shoots on Broadway. But the security guy's a chotch muncher. He just eats pussy.
On the clock. The doorway?
Alright, so I saved Nudies for when my wife was at her conference in case it lived up to its name. Your wife is on a work conference. You went to Nudies. If it did, I didn't see it, but I did find deliciously cold beer, good service, and a great live band. It was a little less packed than several of the honky tonks on a Friday afternoon, but it may get livelier at night.
Alright.
That's nice.
A balanced review.
Yeah.
And a lonely husband. Second fiddle? No? Sure. Do y'all know this place? Okay.
I know. There?
You work there. Yeah. Thoughts?
It's right next to Nudie.
You
it's
sing? Sick? Yeah. Oh.
You sing or it's sick?
I sing
at
the second
fiddle. Period, bitch! What do you sing?
Some country and rock.
Okay. You related to Kid Rock? Okay. So did you write this review? Do you like the smell of overwhelming body sweat? Have you ever secretly had a dream of being strangled by a sea of people? Do the words personal space sound like some sort of ridiculous new age hoo-ha to you? Well, then the second fiddle might be the place for you. Is that accurate? Yeah! We were talking about this earlier. I feel like there's a time and place when, like, this is the place I want to be.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to just get belligerent and, like, I don't want to be responsible for my actions that night, I want my friends to be like, I saw this TikTok the other day that was, you know that meme of the guy in the skeleton mask in the car, like, staring at the person next to him? Have you seen that? If you haven't, it's just this guy in a skeleton mask, and he's sitting in the back seat of a car right next to somebody, just fully... And the caption said, me, when my friends are telling me we need to start winding down and go home, and I'm fully planning on running away. That's like this type of night. Yeah. It's like, I want to run away, be endangered.
I've literally had that. The second time I did coke, it was in the bathroom. I was in West Hollywood, and it was so... I ran 3 miles home. I wish I could explain, like, I ran from the bar to... And I had just smoked an entire pack of cigarettes. And when I woke up in the morning, I literally threw up on myself.
Yeah! All right. AJ's Good Time Bar.
Yeah.
No.
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 okay. Where do y'all like to go?
Play.
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 That's where everyone keeps saying to go.
Yeah?
Flamingo.
Flamingo.
Flamingos. The zoo. Do you guys have a zoo?
Yeah! Is it bad?
Genuine question, is there a place like ice skate around here?
Yeah.
Where?
Sports.
I'm gonna go tomorrow. I just really wanted ice skate.
It's cold as fuck, bitch.
I got a sweater.
I packed a jean jacket. And it's 27 degrees outside. And I did just spit. And I'm sorry. You're in the splash zone. The COVID-19 splash zone. All right, AJ's Good Time Bar.
All right, stopped in for a beer. It's your typical Broadway tourist pub. I like it, though, since it's off-Broadway and normal, not too busy since it's out of the way. But I did find it annoying that the girls on stage were more interested in their live stream and talking to people on the line than playing music.
Do you think this is one of those places where they, like, live stream from behind the bar? So you can see all the patrons and then also the people making drinks?
Probably.
Because I watch those on TikTok. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. For hours. Yeah. I'm like, oh, she ordered vodka cran. Oh, that's a gin and tonic. That's a gin and tonic. And they're like flipping the bottles up in the air. And I'm like, so I want to walk down. I think I could walk down.
This was a really cool bar in downtown Nashville, especially if you're looking for something kind of laid back. Not laid back on a beach, but not as obnoxious as some of the other places in Nashville. Really good music, so if you wanted to dance, you could dance. But if you wanted to talk, you could talk. Loud, but not too loud. It was like that chair from the Three Bears story. It was just right.
Cutest review ever.
I eventually went to two other bars before it, and I was like, no, it's too loud. Yeah. And the next one is like, I don't want to talk this much.
Right.
And then they come over here. Plus, we always seem, always seem to get drinks pretty quick, which I always appreciate. With two bar stations, it's never an issue. I definitely go back here and have a drink or 20.
That's how they wrote it. It's never an issue. Like the most awkward person you've ever met. It was just right. I fucking hate going out with you, dude. Oh my god. Dierks Bentley's Whiskey Row.
Is it a bar or is it like a place that only serves whiskey?
It sounds like a whiskey bar, maybe. We don't know. You can say that. That's okay. Would leave 0 stars if I could. Was told I couldn't enter because of green pants. On St. Patty's weekend! What a fucking joke. Bentley sucks anyway. Went back the next night and saw 2 rats on the floor. I'm the only Irish person in Nashville. Tootsie's Orchid Lounge. Boo? These are striking me as all, like, middle-aged white people places. Yeah. Recently divorced.
Yeah.
Lost custody of the kids. Yeah. Just looking to have a good time.
Yeah.
Honest Christian people. Yeah. Or something. Although the stairway smells like piss, the music here is pretty damn good, especially on the first floor.
I would just stay on the first floor.
Right. If hell had a bar, this would be it. My party having a group diarrhea in the bathroom was probably the highlight of the visit. Smelly and way too loud. Girl, because of you. Cramming 13 girls from a bachelorette party all shitting their brains out in a bar bathroom.
There's just much shit in here.
Wonder why. Foul owner. Nice employees, though. If you don't like cold beer, loose women, and loud music, this isn't your place. But if you do, it's like heaven on earth. You know this person on TikTok who, like, leaves these reviews. It's like those horny middle-aged dads. Yeah. They're like, I'm just, are there any honest women left? What?
There's also Layla's. That was the same reaction for the other crowd. No one knows who, like, Layla is.
We need to take over Layla's. Group meeting at Layla's.
But there's two. There's lowercase Layla's. What? Brooks. Who?
Right. Me, right.
So this is a horrible place. The band that was playing the night we came on our vacation was practically forcing the crowd to tip them, and when people didn't, they accused them of being members of ISIS. Give me a five or you're a member of the Islamic State.
Well, prove it! Prove you're not! The tip jar's right there!
They are notoriously bad tippers, and that's why people don't like them.
That's so funny. That's literally do it or you're gay. Yeah. That's do it or you're a terrorist. Yeah. Well, I'm not! I'm literally not! Legends Corner. Maybe? Not much to say here that others haven't said, other than it's definitely a tourist trap. But the tourists are those in their mid-50s who want to be in their mid-20s and think they still look like they're in their mid-20s. I went in since our taxi driver said it was somewhere everyone goes. He must get a lot of soccer moms and grandmas who want a good time when they visit Nashville, because this place was a hot mess.
Also, I feel like anyone who drives a taxi is probably in their 50s.
Right.
So, like, this is a, like, legit suggestion. This is where I go.
Right.
You know?
That's a scary thought.
I mean, if you ask someone on the back of a motorcycle, what's your favorite bar? It's going to be a motorcycle bar.
Sure.
Probably.
Consider the source is what we're really saying. Yeah. So this is what they call a honky-tonk. We caught the tail end of the set of what I can only assume is the Nashville's equivalent of a boy band. The man on the bass had one of the most impressive beards I've ever seen, and they weren't half bad. We witnessed a pint-sized girl pour a full beer on, spit on, and then slap a very large gentleman who was exhibiting remarkable restraint. We made friends with some nice ladies and then ran away from their massive cowboy man friends. We had drinks for not that many monies, and it was good.
It's like Mr. Krabs.
Monies! Me first dollar. At the Legends Corner.
I would not normally take time for this kind of crap. But the security didn't do themselves any favors. For my son's 21st birthday, we came to Nashville. Great time. But the security guys...
Hey, so why are you partying with your 21-year-old son, by the way? I hate that off the bat.
Emotional incest. Okay, but the security guard decided to judge my son and thought he was a bum, and he told him he pissed in a trash can and kicked him out, even though he was with us the whole time. Then they let us know that he wasn't allowed into 3 to 4 different bars. As far as I'm concerned, if someone pissed on a trash can, they should be reprimanded. My kid didn't, and Legends should piss off. Bummer for them.
This sounds like... Yeah, well, you don't even deserve my son to be in your bar anyway.
Yeah.
I bet they all fucking suck. Moving on. Kids Rock's big ass honky tonk. Rock and roll's big ass penis. I would agree. Take it away.
All right, so the stage itself was straight up gangster. It had a giant lit up red eye longhorn skull hanging above 3 levels of stage and was about the coolest piece of technology I've seen since the release of the Pontiac Trans Am. Man has not been outside in 20 years. By the time the band fired back up, I was on cloud 9. My only complaint was that they had not played a single Kid Rock song in the 15 minutes we had been there. Give them some time. I took down a couple more ice-cold buds. That mixed with the horseshoe of skull courtesy of a 6'8 bouncer gave me a pretty harsh buzz. Have you ever had a lip-in?
Like dip?
Yeah.
No.
I have, and I threw up really hard.
It came out my nose. Did you, like, chew it and swallow it?
No, it just is so strong, you know?
No.
You really smoked a cigar?
No.
Again, threw up.
I believe you. When you're in a concert and someone pulls out a fucking cigar, it's like, what are we on, the fucking Titanic?
In the pit at Harry Styles. Smoking a cigar.
Oh my God. That would be hilarious. I'd be like, okay, fine, that's funny.
Have you ever drank like a beer with cigarette butts in it?
You and I have very different lived experiences.
Has anyone ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at a party and you're like, this is my beer. And everyone's been ashing in it.
Yeah.
And then you just throw up again. Actually, I think it's really easy for me to throw up. I've thrown up because I got too excited. I got everything I wanted for Christmas and I was like,
getting you a bib for Christmas this year.
All right, sorry, let me go back to this. One time at a party, that's gross.
Let's hear it.
One time at a party, I watched a guy smoke an entire pack of cigarettes, throw up, and then call his mom and cry about how I would just smoke an entire pack of cigarettes. Okay, sorry. Where were we? When I finally got my bearings straight, I realized that I was completely surrounded by some of the best-looking rock and roll goddesses to ever grace God's green earth. Not only that, but the sleeves to my tuxedo t-shirt were missing in action. And I was wearing a pretty baller fedora. We can all imagine this man now. But
yeah.
Who rips their sleeves off at a bar?
The life of the party does. Yes.
I have been happily married for 17 years, but this was about to be the death of me. Before I could swim through the sea of barrel-chested divas.
Imagine being a police lineup. She was a barrel-chested woman.
I love her because she looks like a keg.
Oh, that is so god-awful.
An escape infidelity, which brought me a double shot of Jim Beam, came over. The last thing I remember, Rich and I were absolutely hammered in front of the stage while the band was playing a pretty convincing cover of Pour Some Sugar on Me. That's actually Molly Crew there. The next morning, I woke up to the hotel bathtub with a spot on my neck that was either a hickey or a bruise caused by a blunt household object. Hitting yourself with a curling iron in the night. Whole lot of questions and not many answers. Here's a few. Was Kid Rock's Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse the finest establishment I'd ever blacked out in? Absolutely. Will my wife let me hang out with Rich again? Probably not. Should I be concerned about both my sons being interested in playing soccer? Sure seems like it.
She's completely unrelated at the end. Should I bring up last Christmas with my mother-in-law? Probably not.
Should I pay those parking tickets?
What the fuck? Now here is another. Actually, no, I want to read this one.
Yes.
What?
I want you to read this one. Did you say, do you want to read this one?
I'll read this one.
Okay, please. I want to hear it.
This is written by Kid Rock himself. Ass clowns! These idiots that say it's too loud, it's a fucking honky-tonk. That means loud music every day, all day. Bars are too big, it can't reach the other side. What do you have, fucking T-Rex arms? Don't like the music? Go to another floor, there's five, dumbass. Rick Springfield, who doesn't like Rick Springfield? I've heard Bo Cephas, B.B. King, Elvis, Kid Rock, Motorhead, and every other artist past and present. Yes, I have two favorite places on Broadway. Kid Rock's and Kid Rock's Steakhouse! Ass clowns! Pull your head out and enjoy life and stop bitching. Life's too short. Enjoy life or move the fuck on! 5 stars! No, I love that one.
I wanted you to read the skin one.
You want to read the skin one?
I'll read the skin one because this is so nasty.
This one is awful.
Okay, this is at Kid Rock's. We had a terrible experience on 529 while we were having lunch. We went to the top floor to enjoy the view. As we were eating lunch, our bartender peeled her skin from her shoulder and let another customer sitting at the bar lick it off her finger. You ever had those mints that like you put on your tongue and they dissolve in your mouth? Girlfriend's like, whatever.
Yeah, I know. I have to finish that.
Anyone sunburned? A Okay, so she then grabbed a lime and put it in the beer. I wish I was making this up, but this is true. After we paid our check, I spoke with the floor manager, Trevor, and explained what happened. I was not convinced much would be done. I went to the main floor to ask to speak to the general manager and was told she was on vacation. I requested to speak to the highest level manager on duty and was told they were busy right now and I could leave my number. I never left my number. Oh, I left my number and have not heard anything. Concerned about health issues here, if this goes on in front of customers, what happens in the back?
Unspeakable things.
They're popping zits in the back.
Yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper works there.
I don't think it's, I mean, it's weird to eat skin, but I think it's totally cute to like peel the back skin off of someone that you love.
Not at work. Yeah. At Kid Rock's big ass honky tonk rock and roll steakhouse.
If you don't like it, there's four more floors.
He literally said. If this happened in front of my very eyes, I think I'd have a stroke.
When I used to waitress, my biggest like thing that I kept doing was when I have like plates in my hands, I'd put my thumbs in the food. I couldn't stop. I don't know.
It felt so good. It was so warm. I got cold hands. I'm anemic. When I was a hostess, I used to do that. Not in the food, but I would. I'd be like, how many? Four? Right this way. I'd go over to like the table and I'd seat them. And if it was set for five, I'd grab the other one by putting all of my fingers in the glass, putting it under my armpit, and grabbing all the silverware in the plate and holding it in my fist and then walking away.
I've definitely done that delivering drinks to a table.
Oh, God.
Just all the
fingers. And your drink. I literally, like, I did it maybe 5-6 times, like, in the 15 minutes. And my manager brought me over and was like, you can't do that. Stop. Because I would take them and put them back on the rack, like, on the shelf. And I'd be like, four, right this way. Grab them, they're, like, stained with my fingerprints. I was fired shortly after that. Well, here's the last one.
Robert's Western World.
Oh, this is the original one.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Oh.
Didn't have to cut a hot dog for my baby.
I guess there's, actually, that was the end.
It sounds like play is the baby-friendly place.
Yeah. They have changing tables.
Yeah.
For all the drag queens.
And hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, are the hot dogs edible? We don't know. We'll have to find out. Well, guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
It's been a blast. This is wild. Oh, by the way.
Sorry about this, guys.
You guys picked the wrong show to come to, by the way. Casey Musgraves was at the first one. And she left before we could say hi. And some girl came up at the meet and greet, and she was like, I sat next to fucking Casey Musgraves. I asked her to watch my purse as I went to go take a shit. And I had no idea. I was like, hey, girly pop, could you watch this? I'm about to squirt. Thank you. Ran off to the bathroom and came back, and her friend was like, that's fucking Casey Musgraves, dude. She was like, oh, I didn't know it was dark. So, yeah, you guys picked the wrong show, but we love you anyway.
Or something.
Yeah. A Kid Rock's in the background. He left 25 minutes ago. He couldn't take it.
He's pulling the car around. For Dad Rock.
Stepmom Rock. Stepmom Rock is just the greatest showman soundtrack. And a Star Is Born soundtrack.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming out. We love you. This means so much to come out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.